Former President Mary McAleese is among those criticising Pope Francis after the Vatican upheld a ban on the blessing of same-sex marriages or unions earlier this week, ruling they were not valid. The Association of Catholic Priests has called the decision divisive and showing breathtaking certainty about what God can and cannot do. Father Tim Hazelwood from the Association is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
When you say the Vatican is showing breathtaking certainty in their assumptions about what God can and cannot do, what do you mean in this context?
Well, just to explain firstly that I am not a moral theologian. I'm a priest working in a parish here in East Cork. So I suppose we work from, most of us who are involved in the association work from our experience of working and meeting and just interacting with people within the parish. And that includes people and families who have somebody who's in a same-sex relationship. And our experience is that, you know, they're lovely couples. And to hear something like that, you know, that their relationship is sinful, like that's, like, I wonder how many of them know and meet and interact with those families and those people. But I think there's a deeper issue, I think, involved here, if you don't mind me explaining a little bit about what's going on. Pope Francis has introduced this synodality way forward for the church, which means that issues are now going to be brought to the surface, and that is, it's coming at the moment from a synod that's being held in Germany, where the German bishops have said, some of them openly, that they are going to be blessing same-sex unions. So obviously some complained to Rome, and that was sent to the Congregation of Doctrine and Faith, and they have come out with this. So Pope Francis is in a very difficult position, because you have a whole group within the church who would back what the congregation are saying, and then there are others who have a different view, and Pope Francis is trying to balance both, and it's very difficult. He has said some very positive things about inclusiveness and including gay people in, you know, and people, all peoples on the margins involved in what's going on in the church. But to listen to that statement, it was so disappointing, and it was appalling, really.
Mary McAleese says Pope Francis has raised hopes, but he toes the old hard line. Do you agree?
The words come out that way, but I'm not in the position where I have to hold all the parts together. He's trying, in parts of the world, including especially in the United States, and we even here in Ireland, like, we would have a very hardcore group who would be very anti-Pope Francis and anti the changes and the new breath of life that he's bringing. And I can understand where Mary McAleese is coming from, and for a lot of people and families, it's very disappointing. But, like, does he want to cause a schism in the church, a split? I don't think he does. But
it is doctrine. I mean, it's a reminder of doctrine, isn't it? And this is, like, what do you do? Would you bless a gay couple who came to you and said, we would like our marriage, our union blessed?
The only thing I'll say to you is, just 2 days ago, there was pieces of weed that grow on the ground, and I blessed them. I blessed shamrock. Now, if two people stand in front of me and they love each other and they're committing to each other for the rest of their lives, and I bless shamrock, and I wouldn't bless them, no. I don't think there's a doubt or a question there.
So you would?
But, like, churches teaching on what marriage means and all that, that hasn't changed. But, like, in Ireland we're going to have a synod in the next 5 years. The bishops have announced it. And the bishops have said that they want people, especially on the margins, to be part of. Would any gay person come near a church that says things like this?
Look, this is a huge topic, and I'm sorry we've very little time, so this has to be my final question to you. But given that this is the doctrine which has been reaffirmed by the Vatican, where does that leave you and people like you in the Catholic Church now? As you've said, you would bless, you know, you'll bless plants, you'll bless people if you're asked.
But, there's an awful difference between somebody in Rome making a promulgation and what's the lived experience of the church. And I think a lot of priests would say, if Christ was here with us now, what would Christ do? He would do the caring, the loving thing. He was the one who he challenged all of these rules himself. And Pope Francis is asking us to talk about these things. You know, this is the way forward where people have, with different, and there's going to be an awful lot more of this in the church, which is a good thing.
All right.
It's opening things up.
Well, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us on Morning Ireland today. That's Father Tim Hazelwood for the Association of Catholic Priests in Ireland.